So I would propose to follow the same approach which we had developed when the first version of the CTU code was made. So there we have, in the introduction, we have one chapter, how to use the code. And in this chapter, we have then one sentence, further practical guidance and background information are available as informative material which does not constitute part of this code. Then everything is clearly worded. Yeah, so there is material available, but it is not constitutive part of the code. And what we actually do have in the existing code, we have there in the introduction, we have a table, and the table shows to which annexes the various informative material is connected. But so this information can be provided, but it should be very clear that it is not a constitutive part of the code. So I think we could follow the same approach which we have done when the first version of the code was developed. Thank you.